This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
11:01, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. So while most of us were sleeping, because the Major League Baseball marketing department is pretty clueless as usual, the baseball season started, and what do you know? The biggest story for the baseball season so far is anything but actual baseball games, unless you include, the pitcher who spurned both the Yankees and the Mets getting absolutely lit up again, which we all enjoy. We got an issue here, man.
I had a morning situation,
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I was a little extra excited this morning. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I woke up to that.
I do know what you mean. Yeah. I didn't know if you meant, you're getting some or you had to go to the bathroom. You meant, quite frankly.
I was just extra.
You were excited that he got lit up. Yeah,
extra,
I'm a mono.
Extra excited.
I got you. Yeah. All right, so. Here's the short version with Ohtani. The Dodgers, obviously the interpreter for Ohtani, was fired. This was yesterday afternoon. There's about a $4.5 million wire transfer that was sent from Ohtani's bank account to a bookmaker who was an illegal bookmaker, which obviously set off a series of events off of that. There's been several different versions from Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter. First, Ohtani didn't know, and then he did, and he tried to help him out. All right, so he has been gone. He was in Seoul, and he was sent packing. So he is no longer an issue for the Dodgers, but this very well might be... I said this in the meeting here. I said, I will always live under the guise of innocent until proven otherwise. Yeah, you have to. Otherwise, the backbone of this country is meaningless, and we're done. But it is hard, as you read the story here, how it completely changes. If you just inject an ounce of common sense and street sense, who in the world thinks on any level that Ohtani is absolutely 100% without some level of implication? Because I don't.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I never, now call me naive. Something is up, clearly, because of the way that the stories came out, right? First, the interpreter was saying, oh, it's all me, he's covering my debts. And then all of a sudden it was Ohtani's camp distancing themselves from the interpreter, which didn't really add up. But after reading all of it and trying to digest it, I never felt like, oh, Ohtani's guilty of gambling. I do feel like the interpreter has gambled, and I wouldn't put it past him that he bet on baseball. Like, that to me is the most incriminating thing of this, potentially, where you could have the interpreter betting lots of money on baseball. Not Ohtani betting himself. That's just me. I could be flat out wrong.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like Ohtani himself did anything wrong. And I also don't believe that the interpreter was stealing money from him.
Oh, there's no way he was stealing money from him. There's no way.
Well, but now that's what they're going to try to say because they don't want Ohtani even acknowledging the fact that he helped somebody
get out of a massive gambling hole.
Right.
Which, by the way, in itself, is a very noble thing to do.
I think he comes out looking like a rock star.
If you've got the money to do it, and let's face it, if I made his money, and even if I didn't, but I made something where I can just, and one of my buddies was in dire need, maybe not 4.5, but whatever's relative, 40,000,
right, well,
and so somebody was going to come and break his legs or hurt him, right. Really worse, and I could really float him 40,000, I would.
You do that for me? Because if you think about it, you know,
I would,
not that
actually.
Not that we're best friends, but it would impact you, like, if I'm not here.
I would.
And I'm like, bro, BT, I got a problem. I need 40K, man. I got us in deep. I would.
No, I wouldn't just say, here's $40,000, you know, good luck. And we would sit down and there would be an intervention and I would make sure that, you know, right, as a friend and as a partner.
Because you can't enable.
Yeah, you cannot be an enabler, but you can help people from getting hurt and getting into a deeper hole if you've got the means.
Also potentially hurting you. Now, in this case, Ohtani trying to help ended up getting hurt anyway. I don't know how you wouldn't think the funds were going to be seen from your direct.
There's a digital imprint on everything.
Right.
It's what you tell the kids about Instagram and TikTok, right, and everything you do.
Like
screenshots, Snapchat.
And I'm not saying you can't bet with a bookie, but if you are going to do that.
Meet him in the parking lot, give him cash.
Yeah, you can't do it like that.
I know.
Like, how dumb can you be?
And by the way, gambling is still illegal in California. There's only 40 states.
Side note to that, I didn't realize.
A deeper level of legal issues, potentially, certainly for somebody.
In their favor. I mean, are you going to take out $4.5 million in cash?
Yeah.
How do you even?
I don't know. I can't relate to that. I don't know.
It's hard to get cash out, period, let alone that amount of money. Like, somebody's going to say, I don't know. The whole
thing
is a
mess. Think about this. So that's why I use the terms.
Do you think he bet, though?
Do I think Ohtani bet?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he bet. I don't think he bet. There's no way I think that Ohtani bet baseball. Do I think is the operative word. That there could be a side to Ohtani that has never been presented to us that is shady? I'll leave every door open.
Like Tiger, not saying the same as Tiger, but if you were to bring this up before
Tiger. We don't know anything about Ohtani.
Right. Before Tiger, you know.
Yeah.
Became Tiger after we found out about all the stuff, nobody would think anything negative about him to that extent. Well, with Ohtani, it was this pristine image.
With Michael Jordan.
There is something.
Same with Jordan, Sal. With Jordan.
There is something about it where there's like this mystique with Ohtani where, you know, you didn't even know about his girlfriend for a while.
Remember, wasn't Matsui. I think that's more of a culture thing. I think Matsui.
Maybe.
Didn't Matsui present the drawing? I think he presented a drawing.
Of what? What are we talking about?
Of his wife, of his girlfriend.
Oh, he
did? Or was
that
Tanaka? Yeah, it was either Matsui or Tanaka. Now, it was a little easier to escape photos back then, especially if it was Matsui.
Right.
But I feel like the Japanese player is more intensely private with their significant others.
But there is...
Some of them, most of them.
There was always, even like building up to the free agency, it's like, oh, you know, he's not
going
to talk.
Yeah,
and
true.
Doesn't want New York or there's just...
Anybody who leaks anything, you're out of the running. There was like this cloak of,
something
shroud of secrecy,
which leads you to think something off potentially.
Something just doesn't smell right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I don't care how anybody, and I'm not saying that he bet on the Dodgers to win these two games. I'm not saying he bet on the Dodgers to do anything or anything with other teams in baseball. What I am directly saying is that this is where you got to use common sense and street sense. Your longtime buddy. It's not like they're boys.
Yeah.
The Dodgers didn't just say, as part of your deal with the Dodgers, in addition to deferrals, we will also present you this interpreter. That's his guy. So if you're telling me that that's your boy, now you don't know every secret about everything that your best friends have going on in their lives. You don't know. You don't know everything. But I can promise one of my best friends is betting that kind of money.
You would know.
I'm going to know.
Especially like that, you're with him every day.
I'm going to know.
On the road, you know everything about him. You're here in the States with him together. The other part of this was that Ohtani, yesterday morning, in the clubhouse with this guy, or in the dugout, in plain sight.
For sure.
Talking with this guy.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday morning. This is not like, so there's no way that transfer happened without Ohtani knowing about it.
Oh, I totally believe that. Yeah.
Right?
He's like, not in the dark on that.
So he knows it's going on. He's still okay with, like, to me, the believable story is that the interpreter got himself in massive trouble.
Yep.
He went to Ohtani. Ohtani said, you screwed up,
dude,
but I'm going to help you out.
You put me in a bad spot. I'm going to help you out
That's it.
Yep.
He pays it off. Maybe understanding that the interpreter getting in a little trouble here. They're talking yesterday in the dugout in plain sight. And then it comes out. Shohei got robbed massively. Bull crap. Who are you trying to sell that
stuff
to?
I'm sorry, but when you present two or three different versions of a story, I don't believe any.
Right, I know.
He changed it from the ESPN interview to his initial,
I know,
unfolding of events. Yeah. I mean, I think at the very least, what you the sequence that you just laid out as a possibility, his best buddy gets in a hole, Otani's a good guy, wants to help him out, he's got the means to do it, and there's no crime in that. That is best case. And that might be it. Like, that might truly be what happened.
That's
best case scenario.
Now, the other two would be that the guy stole from Otani.
Which I do not buy that.
Me neither. I do not buy that at all.
And then the worst case would be that Otani is complete, which I don't believe yet, that Otani was or is fully or partially complicit in the gambling
some
world.
Some kind of involvement in it.
That's
more believable, though. Now, I don't think so. But I could be naive. That, though, is more believable than the idea that the guy stole from him.
I agree with you. If I had to, like, you know, just process of deduction, say, okay, which is most plausible and which is just unbelievably, there's no way I can even entertain this
story.
The computer, you know, going on stealing money digitally from Shohei Ohtani is last in terms of plausibility.
No way. No way that happened.
I don't believe it. Now, I also don't believe that Ohtani's in the middle of some gambling ring that's going to basically mirror, you know, Pete Rose 2.0. I don't believe that yet. I don't fully rule anything out except the fact that I don't believe the money was stolen.
You see, today he didn't want to talk
conjecture.
To reporters.
I did not see that.
I think Dodgers PR, just reading about it, Dodgers PR came out and said he's not talking, but the reporters even surrounded him and asked, even after that, hey, you got anything to say? And he just walked past and basically said, have a good night.
What a start. What a start to the Major League season.
Imagine he was a Met or Yankee.
Day one, Major League Baseball gets crushed for having one of their main events in obscurity halfway across the world where both fan bases playing were asleep. All right? So baseball got crushed yesterday just on the perceptual branding level. All right? And now you might have the biggest takedown. That's three or four steps forward, but it's not incredibly out of whack to think that this could be step one of the biggest sports story of all time. The door's open.
Could you even argue that he's the biggest star of all time in a sport?
In baseball, the biggest star of all time.
I mean, the two-way
player.
No,
you can't. You can't.
Like, I'm not saying he's the best player of all time, but biggest star.
Cultural, global influence.
It was a $700 million contract, pitcher, two-way player.
No, you're right.
And something clearly happened that's a little too close for comfort. His right-hand man, his best guy, mm-hmm. in a major gambling issue.
Like, yep. That's best case.
That's best case. And he's the last person in the sport that baseball wants to see implicated or involved any way, shape, or form with this. There are a lot of other big league players.
Yep.
And I'm sure some are doing some things they shouldn't be doing, but to this degree, to this level.
Wow. All right. 877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan. You obviously, you guys can weigh in on that. Talk a lot about the Yankees.
Who
to
lost
start
more,
the
you think?
Show.
Who do you think lost more gambling? Ohtani's interpreter or the Dodgers on Yamamoto?
God, I just hope that if his ERA is like 5.29 at the end of the year, I am going to be happy.
Yeah, I think right now
I'm going to be happy.
I could see Hal and Steve Cohen cheersing this morning.
You think so?
Yeah.
A little digital cheer. They sent a little gif of champagne toast.
I told you, both the Mets and Yankees, a lot of people in the organization were relieved that they didn't get Yamamoto at whether it be 300 for the Yankees, 325 for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why the teams wanted to go to that extent, but I think it became this whirlwind and, you know, 150, a different story. When you start getting up 300, 325 million, it's insane. 12 years they got this guy for. Yeah. He never threw a pitch in the big leagues, and the first time he does, he gets lit up.
And he got lit up all spring.
Yep.
He got ripped.
I think the most important thing from that, and I saw John Boy tweet this, so I'll give him credit for using it first, guys are way too comfortable. So when somebody has nasty stuff, that's one thing. But when you talk about big league hitters looking comfortable, I don't care how hard you throw.
Yep.
If you're comfortable in the box, you're going to be able to hit.
I don't care if you're 8 years old. When your feet don't move, you're going to have a better chance to hit. When the first pitch, and I'm certainly not saying 8-year-old kids should throw at each other's heads by any, please.
No, somebody's
does.
Wild, though. You're
but
not.
If one gets away by accident, or, you know, you're able to control the inner half, probably not at 8, but at 10 or 11, some of these kids certainly do, the elite ones, you're not digging in. And then when they back up a little bit, boom, a little softy on the black. Bring you up.
I know.
All right, let's get back to you. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal, Jack and Mayapak. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
What's up, Jack?
Jack, go.
I just wanted to give you guys a call. I wanted to find out which Aaron has it tougher this year? Are we talking Aaron Judge or Aaron Rodgers? Now, both of them are playing for a championship. Both teams have went all in on this season. Both of them have health problems. But who's more detrimental, not to the team, but to the city of New York, if they don't play 75%
Rodgers.
Of the game?
Yeah. It's Rodgers. That's simple. It's Rodgers. Now, if Soto wasn't there, there might be a little bit of a different discussion. It's Rodgers, without a doubt. You don't think so?
Well, we have no faith in who's the backup now? Tyrod Taylor? No faith in Tyrod?
I mean, he can scrape. You know, he can scrape together a couple of wins, but no, Rodgers has to play, or the Jets go nowhere.
So the fate of New York lies in Gotham, in North Jersey, at MetLife. That's the fate of New York. That's what we're looking for 2024.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
Rodgers or bust.
If it's Rodgers or Judge, yeah. And you want to compare Rodgers to Cole? Maybe that's a better comp.
You know what? That's an interesting way to look at it. I would still say Rodgers because the Yankees can win by outslugging people.
Well, put it this way. The Jets can't
win by outscoring people without Aaron Rodgers.
Right. We saw that, obviously.
Yeah. Even though Tyrod's a lot better than Zach, et cetera.
Yeah. But, I mean, from a Yankees perspective, Cole's the most important player on the team. And because they have Soto, you could overcome losing Judge for a little bit. Now, winning a World Series? Different story, but the Jets cannot overcome losing the quarterback.
Nope. Rich is in Lyndhurst with BT and Sal. What's going on, Rich? How you doing today, kid?
How are you, fellas? Good to talk to you. Hey, BT, wanted to take issue with something you said. Love your enthusiasm about the Yanks. I share it. Love spring training, opening day, all in on the Yanks, all in on baseball, despite this Ohtani crap.
Okay.
But I did want to take issue with one thing. The biggest thing in New York right now, as excited as we are about the Yankees, are the New York Rangers. You're talking about a team that has been in first place practically for the whole season. They are as much of a favorite to win the cup as any other team in the NHL.
Yeah, but we're not there yet with hockey, though, Rich. We're getting there, and believe me, I love the Rangers. I love hockey. But once the postseason starts, we'll focus a little bit more on the Rangers. It is not the most exciting thing right now in sports. The build-up to baseball is, and even NFL free agency, more exciting than that.
Well, and Rich, I'll let you finish. But just to clarify, because I didn't say that the Yankees are the most exciting thing. I didn't say that at all. What I said is the most exciting aspect of New York sports right now is going to be Soto and Judge. Obviously it's a byproduct of the Yankees, clearly. But when you think about, you know, the other storylines. Let's see what the Jets and the Giants do in the draft. Hockey, yeah, of course, Rangers have a chance to do something meaningful. Let's get Randall back, and Brunson's a bit of a beast, and Mitchell Robinson's back on the court. Maybe the Knicks mess around, get healthy, and do something serious. There's other things to get excited about, but the historical potential of Soto and Judge is like Ruth and Gehrig.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why not?
I love it.
What do you mean you don't know? Name something better.
A Stanley Cup.
I got you, Rich. Thanks, buddy.
It's March still. We're not in the playoffs yet.
I'm talking about more like a singular, even though this is a duo, like a singular aspect of a team.
Yeah.
Like, what's the brightest? Okay, now we're going to have to wait a week. But what's the brightest light in a week, at least on paper, of the New York sports scene?
No, it's Judge.
It's Soto and Judge.
Of course. It's not even arguable. Of course. Well, opening day.
He was arguing it.
Well, he's a Ranger fan who wants us to talk more Rangers, I'm sure, which we will.
Oh,
I promise.
Sure.
Once postseason comes around.
We got to do a show at Stout.
Oh,
keep talking 100. About doing a show at Stout for the Knicks, and we're there for the Johnnies. We'll do a show for the Rangers.
100%.
I got to get my man Marty on the scene.
Even if it's not a show, a little viewing party, maybe game one, whatever it may be. We see a little postseason game.
Yeah.
Go down there and hang out with
BT
everybody.
BT and Sal gathering.
100% in for that. No, we got to do that. So we'll be.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
That's an oddly timed siren. What's going on?
We have a signing in football.
Okay. We have a signing in football.
Does it involve the locals?
It does.
Okay.
It has another former.
I got it. Let me guess. Clowney is a Jet.
No.
Oh, okay. let's see. The Giants just restructured Dexter's money, so maybe the Giants did something.
Clowney
big.
Would be fitting with the Jets. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it'd be fitting with you, Doink.
Clown, Jets.
What happened?
You sniff in the right direction. It's something to do with the Giants, or a former Giant signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who?
McKinney? No, what am I saying?
He's
I heard, yeah, no, that, no.
Paris Campbell.
Oh, come on, Hoff.
You gotta stop wasting our time.
Yeah, we're gonna have to revoke we're in the middle of a good show here.
Come on, dude.
You're breaking in to tell us about Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell sucked.
Come on. Doesn't even write.
Paris Campbell. I actually haven't thought of him since they dropped him. Paris Campbell.
I forgot he was here. I mean, come on, Paris Campbell.
Oh, what a move. A potentially high-ceiling signing by the Giants. Always hurt. Stinks.
We have to revoke the siren power.
We
from
do.
Hoff.
Yeah, we disarm you.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Sometimes I like it. In this particular case. Yeah,
all right. Paris Campbell.
Where were we?
I don't know. See, that's the problem because the show has been, I know where we are. Doing Otani, doing the Yanks, BT and Sal, 877-337-6666. Also, at 12:40 next hour, a little game time without Booms.
We're changing it up this week.
Tell everybody what we're doing fast, real quick.
I don't know what we're doing yet. Just stick around for it. No, it's going to be different. It's going to be me versus you.
He is locked in.
No, it'll be me versus you, but in a different way. We'll show.
That's the condensed version?
Not two packs, one pack, head to head.
Maybe Hoff and Ball.
Yeah.
All right, there's.
There is another update. Carlos Mendoza said that Kodai Senga is slated to begin throwing within a week.
Oh, now that's worthy of a little bit of a jump in there.
Right.
All right.
You get your siren privileges back.
Yes.
Oh, good job.
Restored.
Now, you totally redeemed yourself.
Yes. Pick him up. When you say the throwing, was he specific, like flat ground, 60 feet? Obviously not off a mound yet. Anything baseball specific? Serious question.
No, but MRI specific. Got an MRI Tuesday. Doctors cleared him to begin activity.
That's good news.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Let's go, Mets, go!
Now I'm excited about spring training. The upcoming season.
That is potentially good news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's certainly not bad news.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Mike Piazza has now hit more home runs than any catcher in the history of Major League Baseball.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back on The Fan, 1128. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show, 877-337-6666. Certainly a busy time and a fun time in sports with the tournament kicking off inside of an hour. So the first game is at 12:15. The last one is at 10:05 tonight. Obviously, we'll be off the air, but I'm sure the guys will have on St. Peter's, Tennessee. Evan and Tiki, they'll have that on. We'll be keeping tabs on that. I mean, and then Wagner, UNC. You know, and hate's not the right word. I guess it's a little frustrating. Like, a team like Wagner punches it, and they go, and then they win the other night. You know, and they get shown some love. They make the updates, and they're obviously going to be in the paper, and digitally they're going to get some respect as well. But then it just kind of dissipates, and like it shouldn't. You know, like, I think so many people forgot what St. Peter's did a couple of years ago, that magical run. Like, and the thing that drives me nuts about that is they don't get as much money as you think. I remember, because the way the NCAA pays the bonuses every time you win a round, right, Sal?
Mm-hmm.
So St. Peter's, a couple of years ago, boom, they win the first round. They get X amount of money for the first win, but that's dispersed throughout the entire MAC conference. It doesn't go in St. Peter's pocket. How unfair is that? So let's just say Wagner, miraculously, with seven players healthy, which is amazing. That is an amazing story. Seven players they got, and they won with seven players the other night. They won the NEC the other night with seven players. They've been crashed with injuries. I don't think they beat Carolina, but you never know. But imagine if they went on a St. Peter's run and, you know, they bag three wins for the NEC and they make like $6 million. But it's not going to Wagner. It's going to Marist and Iona and, pardon me, the NEC. It goes to all the teams in the NEC, like Sacred Heart and I think a few others, whatever they are. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not familiar with that
but
at all.
Does that sound right? I mean, that's truly what happens, but it doesn't seem fair.
No, and by the way, in case you missed it, we did talk about it earlier. You could check it out on the Odyssey app and use Rewind to listen to. We talk college hoops around 10:40,
yep,
giving our thoughts on the brackets and all that's going on. Coming up here, March Madness about to start, and like you said, a little bit of an hour here, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't get, you know, I really don't care about that stuff, BT. I know that maybe I'm ignorant about it or whatever. Is it fair? No, but the whole college landscape, teams have been cheating forever. Now players are getting paid. Guys are leaving with the transfer portal left and right. I can't keep up with it. Even the smaller schools, you know, it just doesn't register.
No, listen, I definitely have always processed it differently. It's always been an intimate thing for me. I love it. Although I got a little beef with Wagner. I mean, one time I was playing right field, somebody threw beer on my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right on my head.
Beer at a college baseball
game? I'm sure I'll get tweets about this. It was like Founders Day or whatever their day was on campus where everybody would just, you know, pop kegs on. It's a small little, beautiful campus, but small. And their old baseball field, there was like a road, and I was playing right field this day. Some like fraternity just ran over. They just threw beer on me.
You played the rest of the game like that?
Yeah. It was cold, too. I did. It's not like I've got some locker room to go into and change. It's, you know, bare bones college baseball. That was freezing. But I'm hoping Wagner does well, and it's fun. The brackets are out. Not as much fun as it used to be, but it's still fun. Taco Frank, your boy, did you get the thing? And he's in Hamilton, New Jersey. Taco, what's going on?
BT, first off, buddy, big congratulations. I saw the tournament win this weekend with your son, buddy. That was really awesome.
It was a lot of fun. I appreciate that, Taco. We had a blast. Thanks, dude.
That was huge, buddy. You do that, and you get to come home and do a classic rant.
Yeah. About St. John's, yep.
It's still a huge day, dude. And it's never, you know, it's not like you guys said, between the portal, and I think the changing of the gambling landscape, you know, the brackets were just huge. We didn't have much else back then, but the old WFAN days was great. And I'd like Sal, if he maybe he already did, but Sal can tell the story for a minute. He had the job of having to go home at night and grading the brackets. Which
we talked about that. We talked about that either earlier this week or last week.
You brought that up. Reset it. People enjoy this.
No, it was great.
So Francesca said go get the shine box and do some grading here is what he did?
Part of the initiation of being on their show behind the scenes was that you had to grade the pools. It used to be the producer's job, but I was, you know, the board op at the time, and I took over that reign from Eddie Erickson.
Who was producing at this point?
Who was producing at that. Eddie Erickson was producing. I was on the board with him, and I took over the reins of grading. I remember taking the piles of papers home like I was a teacher.
How many? A couple of hundred, maybe? At that point, sure, everybody was in.
I don't know if it were that many, but it was a lot.
Uh-huh.
It was a stack of huge papers. And there were special bonuses and things like that that you had to add up. And if you didn't have it graded by Monday morning and those things were updated on the wall Monday morning, my ass would be in big trouble. But it was cool to be a part of it. It made it fun. It made me love college basketball. That was my extent of love of college sports, listening to Mike and the Mad Dog do their thing and then becoming a part of their show. You know, betting on the games, the bowl games, and family bets, and the pool, the bracket. That's what made me love college sports.
That pulled you in a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's your earliest college basketball memory? Is it that? I mean, do you remember?
I remember probably my earliest one. I told you, Khalid Elamine is one.
Oh, that's right. You did mention UConn.
And Felipe Lopez is another.
That's right. You did mention that.
I don't remember the years. Like
Lopez was a freshman in 97.
Okay, so Khalid Elamine
was I feel like he was slightly before that, but I could be. Felipe was definitely.
Those are like my first. I remember Iverson, Georgetown.
Of course. It was a massive thing. That was the whole cover. It said the Big East is back.
Right.
Felipe was on the cover, and they were hyping up AI. I got you. 877-337-6666. Also, jumped into this Ohtani stuff, which seems a little messy and not really believable. Ralphie's in Seaford, New York. Ralph, what's cooking, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Ralph?
Great show. Love you guys in the morning.
Thank you.
Hey, just to touch on this Ohtani thing, I was talking with my buddies, and I'm shocked that you think that Ohtani really has nothing to do with the gambling.
I didn't say that. I
feel like you're pointing it more off on the interpreter. But just, I was still talking with my buddies. One of my friends, shout out Tommy D, he works on the floor, brought up a great point. Ohtani's camp went to the Dodgers about deferring his contract. I mean, there's no easier way to blow through a ton of money than a massive gambling addiction. Mm-hmm. You think they're like, listen, Ohtani, he's young, he's reckless with gambling. It's a cultural thing, maybe. Let's defer most of his contract so at least we know it's there when he gets older. You know, like,
it's a very interesting. No, Ralph, it's a very, very interesting thought. I can't give you an opinion. And my opinion is that's possible. It's a way to circumvent a now issue and kind of kick it down the road for a long time. Maybe. I don't rule it out.
And he's making enough money now with endorsements. And
oh, yeah.
Money's not an issue. So it's like, he's not even 30 yet. Think about when we were 30, how reckless and dumb we were.
Oh, my God.
Millions of dollars.
Try not to. Right, Joe?
I think you bring up a good point, Ralph.
Ryan has a gambling addiction. Let's defer it all so he has it when he gets older.
Yeah, but it's also just speculating. Thanks, you Ralph. Don't know. I said
it's an interesting speculation.
Yeah, I said before, my gut, I get this, and maybe I'm naive. I admit that. I am naive about a lot of things. Even after the steroid stuff, I'm like, oh, no way this guy would be doing steroids, and then he comes out to be a steroid guy. So I'm naive about a lot of things. In this particular case, maybe I want to hold Ohtani to a higher standard that he doesn't get or deserve to be held to. I don't really think Ohtani would be that dumb, but, I mean, gambling is gambling. Addiction is addiction. Maybe it was. I believe that it was the interpreter's issue, not Ohtani's. However, I don't believe under any circumstances that the interpreter stole money from Ohtani.
Neither do I. And if he didn't steal money, that opens up the avenue for really only one of two things. Ohtani's gambling, and I'm not prepared to go that far. I don't rule it out.
Or
it's his boy, and he knew about how deep the hole was, and he said, here's almost $5 million. Dig yourself out. Now you're gone. You're fired. I know the Dodgers fired him, but obviously.
The more I think about it, the more I hear about it, maybe I'm 70-30 that it was all on the interpreter, and Ohtani was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as good a guy as you may be, $4.5 million, you're not handing that over and just being like, hey, it's okay, buddy. Just don't do it again.
No, like, that's why I said it's like $5,000 or $6,000 that you had. You were chasing for a couple of weeks with your local bookie in the 80s or 90s, and the Jets and the Giants and Monday night kept crushing you. You know, and $6,000, you could swing it, but you can eventually move on. I mean, listen, it's all relative when you're making that money. $4.5 million is not crazy.
Well, how does that guy
get
in that $4.5 million debt to begin with?
Well,
He's making $500,000 a year. He's not. How do you
got a line of credit. So you got
$4.5 million worth?
If you're associated with Ohtani, yeah. They just try to lure you in because they know eventually they're going to win. Like every house
and get
wins.
Him to pay. Yeah,
eventually.
I'm torn on it. I would lean more was the interpreter, and I want to believe that Ohtani paid it off. However, you can easily make the case that Ohtani had some involvement.
Yep, we think we know Ohtani. We don't, and without delivering, a direct takedown, which I would never do without any knowledge. I'm just gonna kind of wait and see and see what we learn. I know this: when stories change multiple times in an hour, it's fishy. Which it did. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This happened. You talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason. with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, here we go. A little different version this week, as we do every Thursday at 11:40, play a little game time. We've had the Baseball Card World Series. We're going to eventually start opening some packs, BT, of other sports. But for now, I want to go back to head-to-head, you and me, but not two packs. Mm-hmm. We're going to play with 21 cards.
Okay.
We chose, we're going to have Hoff read them off here, and it's going to be basically play or pass style. Each correct answer is going to be worth 1 point.
Okay.
If you get one wrong, you lose a point.
Mm.
Now, let's just say I go first. I'm going to flip a coin in the second here, and I don't think I know the answer. I pass to you.
Pass to me. If I get it, I get a point.
You have to answer it. So okay. You either get a point or lose a point, and then you take control of the board and can move on from there. Obviously, the most points at the end will win. All right, well, what do you want, heads or tails?
Heads.
Okay.
We do have a commemorative coin, by the way. The heads is heads.
Yes.
And the eagle in the back, the hawk, is a
okay. Is tails. Dove will have the coin flip. Let's go, Dove.
Very little official. Thank
so
you.
So I have tails, you have heads, with the choice to go first. Go ahead, Dove.
Let's go.
That
give
coin
me heads.
In the air. There it is. Dove grabs it, puts it on his wrist. It is a...
He dropped it.
Oh, jeez.
What is it?
It was a head.
It was a head. So right. You won. So you want to go first or do you want to defer?
I will go first. And okay. I'll hear the card, and then can I defer after that?
No. Wait. You decide if you want to start off, and then you're going to be
I'll
in
start.
Control.
Let's
okay,
go.
There you go. So you're in control. Hoff, first card up is...
Mr. Brendan Tierney.
Yep.
First one up, Kurt Wilkerson.
What year are we doing,
1988.
Dude?
1988
score. 1988
score.
Kurt Wilkerson, I believe, was on the Texas Rangers at this point.
That is correct.
Let's go.
Whoa. Oh, I've gotten that wrong.
How you like me now?
Plus one for BT.
Plus one.
All three of us try to keep score and see what
now,
we
got. Now, do I maintain the board here? Is
yes,
this how this
yes.
goes?
If you get one right, you keep going.
Now, do I hear the name and then determine if I pass, or I just...
Yeah, you hear the name.
Okay,
yes.
So it's my turn.
Okay.
Yes. Plus one.
Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher, I'm going to keep this one, was a pitcher on the Yankees.
Well, this is a pirate card, so no.
Okay.
He, well, was, he was.
That's how it works, obviously.
He was on the Pirates, right? I knew that.
I would not have gotten that one either.
Pitcher threw him hard.
I thought if he gets it wrong, you get a chance to steal
no,
it.
No, there's no steal.
He gets a wrong automatic point. Now I take control
of
the board.
So am I back to even? Because I got one right.
You are
back
to even. Now I have control of the board. What do we got?
I should have got that, Fisher.
Mr. Salicata.
Yeah.
Brett Butler.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, but okay, come on. It's 1988 score.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter if it's 1988 tops. He's on the same team.
No, well, 86. We got him recently in 86. Yeah. He was on Cleveland. I'm still going to guess Cleveland by this point.
But what year?
This is 88.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous about this. Could he have been a Giant, a Dodger? But I'm still going to guess Cleveland.
You are correct.
Okay.
Brett Butler is on the Indians.
Sal okay. plus What's one. Yes. BT is even.
Sal Licata.
Yeah.
Two in a row. Tim Raines.
Montreal Expos. That's a layup.
That's our gimmies right here. A little tap and putt. Come on.
I'll take it. Roll the cards.
Right. We go those. 3 for 3. Kevin Seitzer.
Oh, come on.
Kansas City Royals.
It's like the championship game when he got this.
I shuffled them up. I didn't know.
Kansas City Royals. That's 3 in a row. All right.
Jeez. three hangers right
now,
here.
That's 5 cards so far. Just 20.
What do you mean 5?
We're out of 21.
Yeah.
5 total. Go ahead.
Got it.
Pedro Guerrero.
I mean, come on, dude.
This is actually not an easy one.
Oh, it's simple.
You know for sure where he was in 88?
Can't tell you.
I'm going to keep it and guess Dodgers, but I'm a little nervous it's a Cardinal. I'm going to guess Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
You're correct, Dodgers.
Okay, good. I mean, you knew that for certain?
You want to throw Steve Garvey in there at this point?
Well,
or
we're
going to
get
you know.
Maybe later.
4-0 at this
just
point.
Just ask him Keith Hernandez in 88. David Cohn. That's a joke.
Go ahead,
I don't like this version.
Jose Uribe.
San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, that's it.
Correct.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to walk out. There's plenty of what do you get upset for? No.
There's a lot of cards left.
Yeah, there's a lot my ass. Okay. I'm going to walk out.
There's a lot my
not
ass.
Not out of anger. I'm going to walk out of boredom at this point. I'm just sitting here for the next 8 minutes.
Mike Pagliarulo.
New York Yankees. I can't help it, BT. The draw of the card. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I shuffled them.
Go ahead. What's the next one?
Bob Walk.
Pirates.
I gotta admit, this is almost as fishy as Otani's interpreter doing one of those.
Why? I didn't even see these.
This is
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You ready?
Yeah.
I think I'm getting set up here.
Ron Guidry.
I think he was with, I'm going to play this one. I think he was with the Yankees at that point. I'm running the table here.
I mean, what are you, plus nine? What do you
eight,
have here?
Eight, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I just stopped counting it.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Boredom, indifference.
Dan Petrie.
Oh, come on, dude.
I do see a pause on him, so that's at least a good
sign.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. I don't know this one for sure, and rather than guess and lose
just
a point.
Just give me the board back. Just get this one.
Let's go. Go ahead.
Oh, you're going to pass?
Yes.
So you're not going to guess?
Correct.
Dan Petrie, Tigers.
Correct.
Let's go.
So that's plus one for B.
Okay, plus one, you get down to plus seven, and you lose a point there, right?
No, he doesn't lose a point.
You don't lose a point.
Right.
Right.
Mike Moore for Brandon Tierney.
Mike Moore was a pitcher. I want to say he was on the Oakland A's at this point. And I'm wrong.
No.
Nah. I can't get any momentum.
Now, Mariners.
What?
Okay. Now, I could have stolen that one.
Oh, you could have?
But I was not going to get that one.
Who?
Okay.
Mariners. All right. What
pitcher,
do you got?
Right? For sure.
Yeah. Oh, no. He was a pitcher.
Okay.
But he was not on the A's.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right.
Five,
so,
six,
Sal.
Yeah.
Mitch Williams. 1988 score.
Cubs.
Mitch Williams.
That's a layup. Cubs.
No.
Really? That's wrong, dude.
Mitch Williams?
Can I guess? Wait, can I steal this with a guess?
Yes. Yeah,
yes,
go ahead.
You can.
Mitch Williams is no, I'm getting a little nervous here the way you said it. Reds.
Mitch
no?
Williams?
Mitch Williams, no?
It was with the Rangers.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
You both lose points.
No.
Meanwhile, he would have known none of these except Guidry.
One,
maybe
two,
Pags.
Three,
I remember
four,
Mitch
five,
Williams
six.
From the Phillies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No,
well, he gave up the big home run.
Yeah. Good.
All right.
Touchable, Joe.
Back to BT.
Yes. Back to BT. Yes, who's getting his ass handed to him right now?
Paul Garner.
O'Neill.
Yeah.
Paul who?
Garner.
Paul Garner.
Paul Garner.
I know.
No, sorry, Phil.
I know
Garner.
Phil.
Yeah.
What, Timmy? Come on. What?
Come on, huh? Even,
I was just about to say, I know Phil Garner. Jeez.
Phil McCracken.
Yeah.
Phil Garner.
Phil Garner. Astros.
No.
Yeah, I'm just out of it,
dude. I would have guessed that one.
I'm
all right, what else you got?
Astros,
huh?
Pirates.
I mean, how many cards do you have?
Wait,
two,
did I say
three,
Astros
one?
Or Pirates?
You said Astros.
You said
he's on the Pirates.
No.
Oh. I would have guessed Astros.
Who did I say?
On the Dodgers.
Ooh.
Phil Garner.
Dodgers, right?
Yeah. All right, go ahead, off.
Wrong. Okay. Jeez.
Angel Salazar.
Oh, I remember him.
Royals.
I can actually see him.
Yes.
Okay. And by the way, it's Angel. Can you at least say it properly?
Angel Angel.
Angel.
Scott McGregor.
I'm going to pass that. I don't
know.
I'm
going to take pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. Lefty.
There
let's
go.
Yay!
Back on the board.
Not familiar with
and
that.
And the Jets trail 30-6.
Come on, this should be easy for you.
Okay.
Kevin Elster.
Kevin Elster of the Metsies.
There you go.
All right, 10-2
right
now.
There are some stories about Elster and his Porsche in the parking lot back in the day. Let's just say.
Flat tires?
No. Well, the opposite.
Andy Van Slyke.
Pirates.
Boom.
Outfield.
Matt Noakes.
Matt Noakes at this point was on the Tigers. Absolutely, Detroit. Hadn't been a Yankee yet.
Look at this.
Little lefty
you
pop
got this.
There.
Tony Fernandez
was on the Toronto Blue Jays at this point. What do we have here?
Unfortunately, it might be too late. Too late.
Bujanga Shaw. And the last card, Ozzie Smith.
Oh, I'm running out of space, man. Cardinals.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That was a nice run.
I think you had six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for me. And then obviously that factors
well,
in.
Well, I got nine. You lost a point for getting the one wrong.
You lost a point.
I didn't get one wrong.
Yeah, you did.
Which one did I get wrong?
Not Phil Garner, but you had to get. No, he only got.
No, I passed. I didn't get any wrong.
Mitch Williams.
Just saying things, hopefully.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about
point.
That.
I know you
got
one.
Right. Oh, 9-6. All right, not that bad. I forgot I got the Mitch Williams one wrong. In my mind, I thought that was right. I'm going to add that up wrong. He was a cop.
Now you know how you feel about some of these Yankee debates. Yeah. In your mind, you think you're right, but you're wrong.
All right, not bad. We got to clean up a little bit there.
I like this version. I've got to get used to the rules. The flow is
so
good.
So do I.
Yeah. Right, clearly.
That wasn't
bad. No, Hop's just got to put your glasses on.
Yeah,
Paul Garner. I'm like, yeah, sure. Who the hell's Paul Garner? We both knew. But
you could have said Brett Gardner for this guy.
Also, it is a weird 1988 score. We have not done that
yet. But why do you keep saying the manufacturer doesn't matter? If you're on the Tigers in 88,
no, it does matter.
Flair or Topps or Donruss.
Fleer.
What?
Fleer.
Flair.
Yo, Fleer.
No, it's Flair.
Fleer.
I said Fleer back in the day.
Well, just because you said it doesn't mean it's
I
right.
I don't care.
I wonder if you're the only one who said that. I've never heard
been
that.
Been wrong about other stuff. That's what we said growing up. I never heard one person say Fleer. How do you say it? Like
Fleer. Fleer. F-L-E-E-R.
I know how to spell it. Fleer.
Fleer.
How do you get
I know
air
it's conventionally.
Out of ear.
Listen. Conventionally, F-L-A-I-R, or even an H if you want to go German in there. Whatever. But we always said Flair. What do you want me to tell you?
How about France?
I do
and
think it,
Paris.
Here's why I think it matters, BT, because my memory... Huh, what's going on?
Did you sound like the guy on the train the other day?
God.
Gasping for air.
Because
you're making me laugh.
We're more familiar. At least I know I am, and I think the majority of people, with envisioning tops. So, like, when you say these names, I don't see the card as vivid in my mind.
Okay, I got you.
So, like, now, even though Brett Bowler, I'm taking a guess based off of
where you think he is.
But I don't really remember the cards. I remember the cards, but not the way that I do tops.
See, this is the most interesting part of this whole baseball card dynamic, okay? Because you said this a while ago, you truly do see... like these images seared in your mind from collecting them.
Yes.
And
or playing
putting
with
that,
them.
Or playing with them, for sure. Me, it was watching National Leaguers against the Mets, American Leaguers against the Yankees, Game of the Week with Scully and Garagiola, the Baseball Bunch with the chicken and Tommy Lasorda, and obviously this week in baseball. And having some baseball cards. I was not a baseball card head. I was a baseball head. So we're attacking this differently. So that's why I keep saying Flair or Fleer.
Also different ages.
Don Russell. Well, true. Yeah, but the manufacturer brand is completely irrelevant to me.
Which I think can help you.
To me.
Which I think can help you in a certain case.
It could.
And maybe for this
time
frame.
Because I'm less dependent on what I'm... Yeah,
like
I agree
when we start to go later, and we will, from like 90, let's say, to 95,
yep.
Then for me, it's not going to be about the card. It'll just be about the player.
Yes.
Or the sport. Same thing if we change the sport.
The score, what was the coolest?
I think 9-6 that was right there.
Yeah, good job, Sal. Nice job. I mean, you also got it. I mean, slew
of
these cards.
Yeah, I mean, even I feel cheap with that win.
You should.
I mean,
that was cheap. That's like, yeah,
those are layups.
That's like,
Tim Raines, Bob Walker.
Come on.
Mike Pagliarulo.
That's like dunking on your 5-year-old nephew. Like, you lower the rim to 7 feet, you throw it down on a kid.
Doesn't count.
What an amazing accomplishment.
We're getting there. It was all right.
I'm still a little bitter. All right, 877-337-66.
It's not like Rick Anderson or anything.
60, yeah, true. 66, heads up laptop. BT and Sal on the Fan. Coming up, the crowd, the top story hits you with that on the Fan.
This weather forecast sponsored by Mucinex Kickstart. It's 37 degrees and mostly sunny. It won't get above the low 40s today or tomorrow, but will hit the 50s on Saturday, although there's rain in the forecast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.